Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hey there. Thanks again for joining me for these weekly podcasts. Oftentimes, I record these podcasts very early in the morning when I feel moved to speak, when something comes through me in my journal. And this morning, as I often do, I question, like, what the heck am I doing? You know, why do I feel the need to continue to, you know, speak into this microphone once a week about random subjects of spirituality, science, movement, fitness? What is this that moves through me all the time, and why do I feel compelled to share it? I ask that a lot. You know, other people ask me, like, how do you get all this stuff done? And, you know, the truth is we all have this life force, this what I call soul force, that moves us. It moves us every day to get up, to take care of our kids, to get to work, to create, to produce, to explore and experiment. Oftentimes we take it for granted. We just think that's what we do, right? That's what life is about. It's just about doing. I question it. I question it all the time because this energy moves through me so fiercely that it often exhausts me, to be honest with you. But I'm no different than anybody else, right? I just tune into it a lot in the morning. I've just been doing that my entire life, sitting with this force that moves through me in the morning to understand why it is I'm called to do what I do. I want to know, you know, I want to know what drives me. And this morning what came through is that this burning desire, I have this burning desire to share the ineffable, to share the sense of the unmanifested, the unborn, this energy, what I call soul force. I've said it before, my book that is now called On the Verge was originally called Soul Force. This soul force, this energy, this palpable, visceral sense of creative energy that moves through all of us every day. And I think that if we understood it a little bit more, if we became more intimate with what moves us, a lot of life would make more sense. Life would make more sense to us. And so I feel called as a teacher, or what calls me to continue teaching, is to help others, to help you recognize this force in you. It's going to be different than the force in me. It just will. It will manifest differently because of our different life experiences. But at the bottom level, at the soul level, it feels very much the same. What is it? You know, my book is about the force. My teaching is about the force. These podcasts are about looking and seeing this force that moves through us in different ways. It's about waking up out of the busy mind so that we can rest in this essence more often. It's about pausing to recognize, to see how it appears in daily life, in the eyes of another, in the light on dancing on the water, in the way the clouds are moving. Right? What is this all about? If we're not able to dip below the crazy busy life to connect with this indescribable, undeniable essence of who we are. So much of what I do as a teacher is to just remind you not to miss it, to not miss the intelligence that passes through you, to not miss the intelligence that moves around you, that inspires you, that empowers you through another person, through nature, through a word, through a sound, through a smell, through a sense, through a taste, right? We're constantly being inspired by life to wake up, to embrace the intelligence, to embrace the magnificence, to embrace the brilliance that's around us and within us. And so everything I talk about in these podcasts, everything that inspires me to teach, to write, to blog, to do all this stuff that I do, that I question, like, why? It's all because this force that moves me also moves through you. That which inspires me also inspires you. So if I can just put it out there in some way to perk you up, to wake you up, to help you see how magnificent you are, then I'm satisfied, right? We satisfy ourselves by embracing the brilliance and sharing it with others. It's what drives musicians. It's what drives poets and artists and writers to do their thing, right? If that which moves through me can inspire that same essence that moves through you, then there's some universal sigh of joy, right? Like, we're getting this. We're getting this. We're not just doing, crossing off things on our to-do list. Last week I spoke about you're making sure that you don't lose momentum during the holiday season, right? During this brilliant season of light, right? And it really is that pause. Don't forget to pause. Don't forget to see the light dancing on the water. Don't forget to rejoice in the laughter of children, to notice the clouds passing overhead, to pause to take in the brilliant sunset or the sunrise. Why is it that we do what we do? It's to allow us the time, the space to connect into that soul force. Not just to produce more, to be more efficient, but to embrace more, to be more alive. So what originally started as a book on soul force, which was a pretty big undertaking, I have to say, you know, ended up talking about this essence of the natural state, this natural brightness and clarity and availability. I call the natural state in my book that is available. It's like the river beneath the river. It's that natural state that runs beneath all of the other states that we pass through during our waking day. Can you find the river beneath the river? That natural essence, that natural force, that soul force, where is it? And so the reason why I plug in this microphone once a week and speak from my heart, speak from my experience, is because that soul force is calling me to do that, right? The soul force, the natural force, that universal energy that runs through all of us inspires me to remind you to not forget that, to remember, to check in daily, to practice daily tapping in to the brilliance, to the magnificence, to the intelligence of who you are, of who I am, of who the tree is, of who the dog is, of who the clouds are. Because at the end of the day, my God, what is this all about if we're not tuning in to that brilliance? So, just noticing that light dancing on the water, It's what draws us to water, noticing the formation of the clouds, noticing the flock of birds, whatever it is, the music, the smell of breakfast cooking. Pausing to notice and to recognize the brilliance that is dancing around you and within you. It's what drives me. It's what drives you. It's what keeps us humming, keeps us exploring and experiencing our lives. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me to enter your field, your life. I hope that some of my words penetrate, awaken something in you. It's what we're here to do. As Ram Dass says, we're all just walking each other home. And it's why I sit in front of this microphone, not to tell you what you don't already know, but just to stand right by your side and to laugh and experience this crazy, brilliant life together. Be well.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.